Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Riley Hart here. And welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in your head, constantly striving for some imaginary finish line that never seems to arrive? Yeah, me too. That's the curse of perfectionism. Always aiming for that gold medal, even if it means tripping over our own feet trying to get there. But guess what? You don't need a gold medal to be awesome. Today, we're diving deep into how to break free from the shackles of perfectionism and embrace a whole lot more self-compassion. It's time to ditch those unrealistic expectations and discover the freedom that comes with being perfectly imperfect. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-compassion? Sounds a little fluffy, right? But trust me, it's like a warm hug for your brain when those inner critics start their usual chorus of negativity. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend who's having a rough day. Let's get real, perfectionism often stems from fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. We set these ridiculously high standards because deep down we believe they're the only way to feel worthy or accepted. But here's the kicker. Those standards are usually self-imposed and completely unsustainable. Here's the thing, nobody's perfect. Ever tried making a souffle? Yeah, me too. The first one always ends up looking like a deflated pancake. But you know what? We laugh it off, try again, and eventually, we get the hang of it. Life is all about those learning curves, those messy imperfections that ultimately make us human. So, how do we actually conquer this perfectionism beast? It takes a conscious effort, but the rewards are totally worth it. First things first, start by challenging those negative thoughts. You know, the ones that whisper, you're not good enough, or, this isn't perfect. Next time you catch yourself thinking like that, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? What evidence supports this thought? What evidence contradicts it? Remember, our brains are wired to seek out negativity. It's our primal survival instinct kicking in. But we can retrain those pathways by consciously focusing on the positive. Next up, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend who's struggling. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Forgive yourself for mistakes. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes. It's how we pick ourselves up and keep going that matters. Think about it like this. Imagine your inner critic as a grumpy old neighbor who constantly complains. Would you listen to them? Probably not. You'd probably tell them to take a hike. Same goes for those negative thoughts. Don't give them power over you. And finally, celebrate your successes, big and small. Don't wait until you reach some arbitrary finish line to acknowledge your accomplishments. Each step forward is worth celebrating. It reinforces that positive self-talk and reminds you that you're capable of amazing things. Think about a time when you put immense pressure on yourself to be perfect, maybe for a big presentation or an important deadline. How did it feel? Were you constantly stressed and anxious? Did you even enjoy the process? Or were you so caught up in the need to be flawless that you missed out on the experience altogether? Now picture this. You approach that same situation with a more relaxed mindset, embracing the possibility of making mistakes and learning along the way. How does it feel? More liberating, right? You're no longer tied to an imaginary standard of perfection, but rather focused on doing your best and enjoying the journey. So, let's recap. Today we talked about ditching the need for perfection and embracing self-compassion. We learned to challenge those negative thoughts, treat ourselves kindly, and celebrate our wins, big and small. Remember, you are worthy just as you are, imperfections and all. You got this. Now go out there, be your awesome, imperfectly perfect selves, and make something amazing happen. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words of wisdom. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review. It really helps spread the word and keeps the overthinking cure vibes flowing. Until next time, keep those minds quiet and hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.